morning, Andrew. How are you doing this morning? It's so wonderful to have you back. Freelance writer at Business Insider. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Wonderful. Today we were talking about the tech of loyalty apps. We've done it in the past in the 90s. We always had those little cards in our pocket. You get a stamp every time you get a coffee, and on the 10th one, you get a free coffee. What is technical now? What's changed?
So I also have a nostalgia for those dog-eared sort of punch cards that we used to take to the various stores. And these days, sort of what's happened is, I think the coffee shops, and it's not limited to coffee shops, but it's all the loyalty programs, are seeing that there's actually, you can reward loyalty and encourage customers to keep coming back, but you can also mine a lot of data from your customers. So my sort of dive into this topic revealed that a lot of these guys are actually delivering pretty low rewards for pretty high amounts of data, ranging from sort of birthdays, names, some even request gender, phone numbers, and some have sort of hardwired consent to receive marketing communication. So I think it's shifted far from that, the days where you would just you've become loyal to your one favorite coffee shop because of the punch cards, and now it's sort of a much bigger ecosystem.
Fachepiki, wait, I thought we were getting the over and under on them. So they're getting over on us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cynical side of me talking as well.
No, but I think that's fair, because before we didn't have to write down. When someone gave me a card for Marcel's frozen yogurt I didn't put anything down. I just kept that in my pocket. But you're absolutely right. I now have to hand over information. As a listener just sent us a message, if I can read it to you, saying Seattle is the best one. You just use your cell number every time you buy, and you get 10% off when you use your own cup, and the server reminds you when your free coffee is due. I love it. And I was busy excited about this, but actually now you've got my cell number.
Well, I think Seattle's the interesting one, and I did this a comparison of them all last year, and came to the same conclusion as this year, that Seattle's actually the best, because although they suggest you use your phone number, you can actually use any 10-digit number. So you can make up a number. They just suggest that because it's the easiest one to use. So they're actually the most liberal when it comes to rewards and when it comes to mining of personal information. So I'm not usually one to sort of stand up for a big brand, but I think they're actually the most liberal when it comes to that. The others actually require you to receive one-time PINs on your phone, so they verify your phone number. And a lot of them, I did quite a lot of sort of the exciting reading of the terms and conditions. And although you can opt out in the sign-up phase to marketing communication, most of them say that by accepting the terms and conditions, you agree to certain amounts of communication and various spamming. So, yeah, it's a murky world. And I think ultimately, Seattle's rewards are, you know, you get buy 10, get one free. The others are, on my calculation, some of them you have to buy about 40 coffees before you're getting one free. So, I think it's all quite a manipulative world, and I don't think the advantage is as pronounced as the companies make us believe.
So let's make our way through these. Andrew, you recently wrote an article for Business Insider, sort of quantifying the give back that you get from these particular coffee shops. And I know you just said that you don't want to call out a brand, but you called out brands, bro. So help us out about who the weakest reward givers are, including Mug and Bean. And this is so sad because those muffins are so huge. Like they're baking so much but giving so little back.
I think there are two types, the two broad types of rewards when it comes to loyalty programs in general. But in this specific example, some of them offer a percentage-based discount on your purchase. So some of them will give you sort of a cashback type model, and that ranges between 2% and 5% of what you spend. And others will give you buy 10, get one free. And there are only two that offer that, and that's Bootleggers and Seattle. Offer the sort of the traditional punch card type approach, which to my mind offers far better value. And then as you move up the chain, it's all a percentage based sort of point system that gets really convoluted and complex. But Starbucks is essentially, according to my calculation, if you buy 18 Americanos, you're getting one free, and Vita's about 20. And then you start getting into the high numbers where Kauai is 40 and Mug and Bean is about 50. Americanos before you get one free. Now that's based on only purchasing coffee, and that perhaps Mug and Bean will come back to me and say, you know, if you buy a whole meal, you're still getting cash back on those points. But purely as coffee-based rewards go, that's pretty much the scale that that we've established.
Brilliant stuff. All right. On this Tech Tuesday, the idea is to be much more vigilant about what you're giving up and what you're getting back. Andrew, always a pleasure speaking to you. By the way, I know we were introduced to you as a travel writer back when we had Travel Tuesday in the old show. But I have to just let you know, and I want listeners to know that I've really been enjoying your quirky sort of approaches on Business Insider and on every part of our lives. So please carry on with that. All right, then.
Andrew Thompson,
for sure. Freelance writer at Business Insider. He can put an angle on almost anything, actually.